Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. Well, I'm a roll on a honey. I'm a roll on a honey, and you can't keep up with me.
That's right, we're all going to have to see the new Project Veritas video. I have not seen it yet, but I've heard enough to know it's a smoking gun. All right, speaking of smoking guns, here we are. We are here. We are live. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time as we come to you once again on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. In the studio, I have with me tonight Bible scholar and all-around genius Rachel Cohen. I am Christopher Hart. And what are you giggling about?
Because that's just a rumor that happens to be true.
It is indeed. And Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We do have a lot to talk about tonight. We had a lot to talk about last night that's going to bleed over into tonight, so to speak, because it has to do with the Democrats, the media, and political violence. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. John Barros is going to join us, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting things to tell us that he's been through and seen over the last couple of weeks here. All right, and Abe Katzman is not going to be with us tonight. He is celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacle, you call it?
Sukkot, yes.
Sukkot.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that celebrated? You were just telling us a little bit about it.
Well, we stay in like thatched hutches outside of our homes. Some of us don't do it unless they're air conditioned.
I could just see Abe putting one of those together, like, you know,
they do. They have
Survivor
them,
Man kind
yes,
of thing.
They're yeah. pre-cut. The you know you store them every year for
right.
Sukkot, and then you bring them out, and they're self put together, and then you put the thatches on there with palm fronds. It's quite fun. It is actually fun.
Yeah, and that's why Michael Medved had some sit-ins for his show today and tomorrow. But we'll be getting Abe back on once again when he finishes the celebration of the Feast of the Tabernacle. It is interesting though that let me preface this with, what is the purpose of that?
Well, to remember having to live outside and through the desert, where you actually built yourself housing, and how actually if we would ask or pray to the Father to give us our needs, we've already had them met. And we forget that. And that brings us back to saying, wow, we have so much more than we actually do need. So it brings us back to the reality check. You can live in a hut and still be believing in the Father.
And I think that's a good preface into today's show, because I think we have lost sight of that here ourselves. Maybe we could use a celebration of the Sukkot.
Oh, absolutely.
And because we have gotten so far away, we have had all of our needs met, and yet we feel like they're not.
I know. I always think if I were to pray to God and say, Father, help me with my wants, he'd have to literally take things away from me, because I already have everything that I need in front of me. So I wake up with an attitude of gratitude every morning. And I think so many people like today are so spoiled. They expect everything. And the incentive impacts behavior. That's why we have news of people that are disrespecting everything.
And indeed, they're doing that, and in a coordinated fashion in this election. And I think it's important to consider these things, because, as I've mentioned on the show before, we're putting together a power prayer where we're going to pray, and we're going to pray in coordination, and we're going to pray focused, and the focus is going to be get Donald Trump elected president of the United States. We're not going to do a generic prayer, God, let thy will be done, because guess what? God's will gets done.
Right.
Right? We don't need to tell him to do what he's going to do already anyway. We need to express to him our desire that what we want to do is get back with him, get right with him. And Trump is our instrument to do that. You see what I'm saying here?
Of course. What you're saying is what the Bible actually teaches is partnership. He could have made the Israelites not hungry, but he gave them manna, but he said, collect it. You have to do something. He's not going to stand there and just do everything for you. So what you're saying is to actually take a first line of to God and say, this is what we want, instead of always thinking he's a mind reader. Even though he can, he still likes to have it presented to him.
Exactly. Because he knows we're all on the same page.
Exactly.
You see? And we're not trying to, you know, sort of skate our way through things.
When the prayers go up, the blessings come down.
And that's what we're going to do. So stay tuned for more details. I'm thinking a series of these, and the first one will be next week.
Okay.
All right. And like boom, 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 right to the election. And so what we're going to do is put that together and just be prepared. Because it's going to be a call to action. We want all of you to participate in this, but participate in the way that we're going to present this. So that brings us to today, and the revelation that came out with this video by Project Veritas. Just a little refresher, some of you may not remember the Project Veritas people. They were the ones who did the undercover videos that exposed the Planned Parenthood selling of body parts. And their latest project was to infiltrate, if you will, the upper echelon of the Democrat Party, the Democrat machine. And what their video today reveals is that the Democrats, and we've known this, it's kind of interesting that a lot of the things that we've said on the show that were based on deductive reasoning, if you will, mm-hmm. are bearing out to be true. The evidence is now coming out with the Hillary emails, right? And now this, because we've talked for months that these protesters at Trump rallies were hired. They were put up to this, and it was done by Democrats.
Always.
And lo and behold, that is the evidence today we get from James O'Keefe. And James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, as I said, they have put together this video, and it's on their website, Project Veritas. And it's about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes long. As I said, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard enough about it to know that what it does, and I've heard, you know, snippets of it on the radio, and what it does is exposes certain people who brag about how they have been able to incite violence at Trump rallies. Do you remember the Chicago rally that had to be canceled?
Of course.
Because there was so much going on. Well, these characters are heard on this tape bragging about how that was their guys, that was their people who caused that. And by the way, that inciting riots is a crime. Not to mention that there seems to be some definite coordination here between the campaign and these PACs that pay for this, which is a big no-no, too. And, oh, by the way, the White House. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't know if you remember, but a while back, too, Scott Walker faced off with some protesters. And I guess a guy was waving a sign at him, and he grabbed the sign away from the guy. And there was some scuffling going on. Well, they claim to that, too. And they're overjoyed about it. I mean, they're
this
just...
This is the tolerant crew.
Yes.
I think the word rant on the end of it is something that the only part that they read.
Tolerant.
Yes.
Exactly. Let me go back to last night. We started the show last night. I was talking about over the weekend, the media started running these stories about how Donald Trump's rhetoric was inciting people to violence. All right. And we've heard this before, you know, right? You know, when he says, you know, these protesters, you know, I think once or twice he used the word knock the hell out of them. I don't think he was telling people to do that, but he said, if this was in the old days, we would knock the hell out of them or something like that. And that was supposed to be inciting people to violence and that sort of thing. And so over the weekend, they were dragging out this argument again, and they presented on several networks this woman who stood up at a Pence rally last week, and she was, you know, obviously distressed, and she was saying, well, if Hillary gets elected, you know, we're going to have to be ready for a revolution or something like that. And of course Pence goes, oh, no, we don't want to go down that road. No, we don't have to think about that. We're not going to do that. So this is being used as an example that Donald Trump is whipping people up into this state of violence. Right. Well, we were talking about that, and we got a call from one of our callers, and he said, "Yeah, but whenever the violence happens, it's always the Democrats that do it." And if you think about it, that's true. You got the union violence. You got the new Black Panther Party, who were intimidating people the last presidential election. You got the Black Lives Matter people, who have goaded, whether it's intentional or not, they have goaded people into assassinating police officers, not assassinating their character, killing them,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if that ain't violence, I don't know what is, right? So they're the ones who are inciting the violence. It was my argument last night. And then, lo and behold, out comes the James O'Keefe Veritas, Project Veritas video today. On this video, a number of characters are heard talking. You hear this guy, Scott Bovall. Scott Bovall describes what he calls a script of engagement. In other words, when these are hired people, some of them homeless, they give them a script.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what you go up and you get in somebody's face and you say this. And hopefully they're going to punch your lights out.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's how they go about doing this. And he says, sometimes the crazies bite, sometimes they don't, right? So sometimes they get the response they want, sometimes they don't. And he says, but the media will always cover it. And this is where the media comes to play in here. See, they know what's going on here. And then there's a guy by the name of Bob Cramer. Well, Bobby Cramer is married to Jan Jakowski. Jan Jakowski is a Democrat congresswoman. All right. Well, if that doesn't get him close enough to the top, get this. Bob Cramer visits the White House weekly. And Bob Cramer is one of the ones heard on the tape bragging about how they're inciting this violence.
It's so, even listening to you explain it is very irritating. But go ahead.
All right. And it turns out that evidently the okay, if not the instructions, but at least the okay, comes directly from the Clinton campaign. Presumably from the Hills, Hilberger herself, Hildebeest. Then it goes to the DNC. Then it goes to some organization called the Democratic Partners. And I'm talking about money. And then the money goes to Scott Bovall and his business. And he's the one that hires and prints the scripts and makes it all happen. You know, he's the ground guy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is evidently being done with the White House's knowledge, or at least under the White House's nose. They have weekly conference calls with people in the White House. Now, I'm not talking about President Obama, but I'm talking about Democratic officials in the White House who, by the way, aren't supposed to be doing this on White House time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has got all kinds of crimes right here in this. But, of course, you know, then you got James Comey over to the FBI.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm laughing about it because it is so bad over there. I mean, they're just about ready to lynch him. FBI, because they actually take their jobs seriously at the FBI. This is why I thought they would actually get something on Hillary Clinton. Of course, little did I know that James Comey was already in the Clinton machine's pocket. So whatever the staff and the regulars at the FBI were going to do wasn't going to, you know, amount to a Hillary of beans. So you got all this corruption up there, and then, of course, the media. So this video is going to sort of wiggle its way out.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem for Hillary and the media. The last debate is Wednesday night. Now, and he says this is the legal stuff. Tomorrow he's going to come out with the salacious, juicy stuff, the stuff that people are going to gravitate to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get some attention, and if no other reason, I got a prediction that Donald Trump is going to bring it up at the debate Wednesday night when he talks about the rigged election. because this is what he's talking about, this type of thing. You got the collusion between the media and the campaign, the collusion between the campaign and these PACs and the DNC, which is illegal, and then you got this, these people actually inciting violence. This is, you know, and then they're the ones who are going to turn around and complain that him talking about a rigged election is jeopardizing the process.
But this is scriptural, Chris, and everybody that's listening out there knows, that's ever cracked open a Bible, that at the end times, things that are called good are actually evil, and things that are evil are called good. People, listen, we're educated. Your listeners are educated. We know all of this stuff. When Trump gets out there, I hope he hits it out of the park and goes after her. Would you have things like James Commie Comey? That's absolutely, this is bought and paid for, and we're supposed to respect it. That's why with Trump, with law and order, why do people get so upset that he says he wants law and order? Because they want to be lawless. Again, biblical.
Yep. And so we either right the ship or we give in to the end days, because, as you said, this is, it's upside down. It's topsy-turvy.
It is.
They're the ones inciting the violence. They're blaming it on Trump. They're the ones who are undermining the integrity of our electoral process, and they're blaming it on Trump and the Russians. So it is. It is backwards. We have a chance to do something about it, but it can't get done by itself. We got to get it done ourselves, and we got to take a break too. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. We're not done yet, and we're just getting started here. 407-774-8255 is the number. Please don't go away.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks, and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer Traffic now.
Heavier by the moment on I-4, eastbound delays from John Young Parkway to Lee Road. Then Lee Road to Maitland is slow, and 436 to Lake Mary also slow. Westbound on the brakes from Princeton to 408. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike slow, Kirkman to 535, and past World Drive heavy. 417 northbound, Curry Ford Road up to East Colonial is slow and go. And on East Colonial from 436 to Chickasaw Trail, you're heavy. And from Dean Road to Avalon Park Boulevard, also heavy. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Wait a minute. That's Abe Katzman's music.
So excited.
Abe Katzman coming to us live from Jerusalem. Abe, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great now that I've heard my theme music. This is fantastic.
I tell you what, I wasn't sure if you'd be with us. You'd be celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacle, the Sukkot?
Yes. Actually, I am. The first day of the holiday here in Israel is kind of like a Sabbath day, but since we're ahead of you, that ended a few hours ago. So happy to be with you. This is actually a really interesting time to be here. This holiday is one that the place is packed. This is a holiday that people was a pilgrimage festival a couple of thousand years ago, and was even popular among non-Jews. There were various services and sacrifices and things that were made on behalf of all of the nations of the world. And even today, there are lots of Christians that come here for the holiday. There's even a big Christian parade that goes on. I think it's going to be on Thursday. Anyway, it's sort of a Thanksgiving kind of day. This used to be kind of a harvest festival, and at the same time, we sit in these huts, these booths, which is supposed to remind us of time that we were in the desert and didn't have permanent housing. So anyway, it's a fun time. Also, the weather's nice. Cooled down a little bit this time of year.
Oh, that's great. When you say pilgrimage to here, are you talking about to Israel in general or Jerusalem?
Specifically Jerusalem, although people come to the entire country. And especially the parade is in Jerusalem, but there are people, both Jews and Christians, here all over the country. The place is packed.
All right, there's a couple of topics I want to get into in depth having to do with Jerusalem and Israel in general. But before we do that, has it been peaceful so far?
So far, yeah. Which is always good because, as you know, it isn't always. But apparently, the security has been doing a really good job, and so far there have been no incidents whatsoever that I'm aware of.
And I understand it goes on a week?
And it goes on a week, yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about this UNESCO resolution or whatever it was and the Prime Minister's response, because it caused me a great deal of concern when it comes to Jerusalem. And we'll talk about that, as I said, when we come back. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking today with Abe Katzman. He is coming to us live from Jerusalem, where it is midnight over there. And we really do appreciate him staying up late and actually not sounding like he's tired when he's on the show either.
Sounds great.
I don't know how you do it, Abe. At midnight, I'm like, arr, arr, arr. So, all right. So he's going to stay with us. You can join us too, 407-774-8255. And don't forget, you can find his excellent articles at his website, abekatzman.com. You spell Katzman with an S. All right, stick around. We'll be right back on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
People down in Florida can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Bell.
FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The long-awaited offensive to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group began Monday with a volley of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and heavy artillery bombardments on a cluster of villages along the edge of Iraq's historic Nineveh plain, east of the militant-held city. Iraq's Kurdish Peshmerga fighters led the initial assault, advancing slowly across open fields littered with booby-trapped explosives as plumes of black and orange smoke rose overhead. The opening phase of an unprecedented campaign expected to take weeks, if not months, and involve more than 25,000 troops. A senior State Department official asked the FBI to help last year in reducing the classification of an email from Hillary Clinton's private email server. That's according to FBI investigative files made public Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 53 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Some heavy spots on I-4 through downtown. Eastbound delays from John Young Parkway to Lee Road. You're heavy. And then Lee Road to Maitland slow. 436 to Lake Mary also slow. We've got a new crash before Princeton. Westbound delays from Princeton to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike. Beach line to 535 and past 192. If you're heading to the airport on 436 from East Colonial Drive all the way down to the beach line, you're heavy. And West Colonial Drive from I-4 all the way out to Hiawassee is slow and go. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from Glow, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
I don't know. I think I'd put Rachel up against her. Rachel would come out on victorious on that deal.
Thank you. That's another rumor that's true.
All right. It's also true that we have Abe Katzman on the line with us. That is Rachel Cohen. I am Christopher Hart. And Abe's coming to us live from Israel. Abe, last week I saw that UNESCO, UN agency, issued a resolution that the Prime Minister Netanyahu responded very forcefully against. Please explain to our listeners what it's about and why the Prime Minister is so against it.
Well, the UNESCO, which is a United Nations What does it stand for? United Nations Education, Social, Cultural, Scientific and Cultural Organization.
Organization, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
So it's an agency of the UN.
Right.
And even though it's supposed to contribute to peace and security in the world and promote international collaboration in science and education, they decided to pass a resolution that, in essence, denied all Jewish links to Jerusalem. Basically, they voted on history and decided to erase it. This is really kind of really Orwellian, actually, that they passed this resolution that refers only to occupied Palestine and talks about safeguarding the Palestinian cultural heritage of Jerusalem, talks only about the Arabic names, doesn't acknowledge any Jewish character of anything. For instance, it only refers to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, no mention of this being the Temple Mount. It's not the first time the UN has pulled something like this. This is an organization that once declared that Zionism equaled racism. So the fact that they would go ahead and do something so anti-Israel and just so in the face of everything that everybody knows is really kind of scary, more than a little bit absurd. And Bibi Netanyahu shot back and said that's what he said. This is absurd. And Israel immediately suspended its cooperation with UNESCO. We'll see what ends up happening. I don't know all the machinations of UN procedure, but apparently this was a committee vote that ends up getting ratified by the executive board of UNESCO, and I think the vote is actually scheduled for tomorrow. But this is really something. I mean, you don't have to be Jewish to be offended by this. Think about this for a minute. If you're Christian, the entire New Testament, every event, everything that that involved Jesus and anything that was going on in the temple, this is what the UNESCO is erasing. This is an Islamic, in a sense, this is an Islamist erasing of any, not just Jewish claim, but Judeo-Christian claim to anything, any significance of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
It's frightening, and it passed.
Any claim other than their own, which led to me to sort of have a fearful thought, and I just want to throw it out there to see if you think that there might be plausible. As we know, Barack Obama is got something in store for Israel. I think it would be perhaps not wise to think that he's going to be just go out quietly when the election's over. Can you see a scenario where Barack Obama recognizes a Palestinian state and declares Jerusalem as its capital? I don't mean half Jerusalem. I mean all Jerusalem.
Of course, everybody here can just hardly wait to see what Barack Obama has in store for Israel after the election. One of the things that is feared is that there will be an American recognition of such a state. What would probably happen in terms of the status of Jerusalem is one of two things. Either they would recognize the eastern half of Jerusalem, which includes the Temple Mount, the Old City, all of the historical areas, as the capital of a Palestinian state, or they would reassert what's technically the American position still, even though this never actually happened. But in 1947, when there was a vote to partition the area between to create a Jewish state and a Palestinian state and an Arab state, the Jerusalem was going to be a separate entity that would be administered internationally. And even though that never happened, that's actually the reason that all of these embassies are located in Tel Aviv and not Jerusalem, is that they've never recognized the reality that Israel owns certainly West Jerusalem, and there's no contention over that, and that that it's now once again a unified city, as it was for 3,000 years until 1948, just keep in mind, the only time that it was not, that the old city was not in, it's never been the capital of anything other than a Jewish state, it was under Arab control from 1948 until 1967, for 19 years, during which they blew up synagogues, they erased the Jewish presence from the old city as much as possible. They took tombstones from cemeteries and used them either to pave roads or to build latrines. The desecration of the Jewish history of this area was terrible. And that was a grand total of 19 years. So Israel has now controlled the area for the last 49 years. And of course, you had 3,000 years of history before that. So I don't know what President Obama is actually going to do. I don't believe that he is sympathetic to Israeli claims of sovereignty over the entire city. I think it's pretty clear that he's not. But I don't know what that's going to end up meaning. And I think everyone here is worried about it.
Abe, if they rewrite, if UNESCO tries to rewrite the history, like you said, it will remove Christianity completely, because what are they going to say, that Jesus was walking in the for the Feast of Dedications in the portico instead of Solomon's Temple to the mosque? I mean, it takes everything out. I mean, it really does.
Right.
And also the fact that if they're going to rewrite history, they have to write in Jerusalem into the Quran, because there's not one mention of Jerusalem ever in the Quran.
That is correct. And when you talk about the history with Jesus, keep in mind that Islam did not exist for another close to 700 years after Jesus was around. So, there was no mosque. There was no, how could there be? What
right.
was a mosque to?
Exactly.
So that just goes to show you how sinister this is. That they are declaring 2 + 2 = 5. And they voted on it, and now as far as UN policy goes, 2 + 2 = 5.
That's common core mathematics now.
I intended to get the right answer.
That's right. Yeah, I was going to say that's politics by consensus, like we do science nowadays. Let's talk a few minutes about this thing with Barack Obama threatening cyber warfare with Russia, the Democrats blaming the Russians for interfering with the campaign. Is that making people in Israel nervous? It makes me a little nervous.
I think it makes people nervous that I think people are wondering just what it is that's going on. Because as far as I'm concerned, this doesn't add up. The threats don't add up. First, I know that Hillary Clinton has made it a talking point that the Russians are doing everything they can to get Donald Trump elected. But remember, the reset button was Hillary Clinton's, and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have let the Russians walk all over Europe and the Ukraine and Syria, and to let them have their way with whatever they want. So I don't know why they would want something different, especially when that something different, I mean, say what you want about Trump, but you're probably going to be dealing with an administration that includes Rudy Giuliani and John Bolton. These are not people that I think that Putin would much rather deal with Hillary's people, with Wendy Sherman, than with John Bolton.
Hey, I heard she's pretty tough in the clutch now.
This whole idea that there's interference, and I know they've got the people in the intelligence community supposedly saying this, but look, they've politicized the FBI. Why not Homeland Security? I really don't trust anything anymore that's coming out of this administration. And even if they are correct, why are they talking about it? Just do it or don't do it, or figure out what to do. But to threaten, this is my favorite thing, Joe Biden threatening
right.
covert action.
Right.
It's comical. It's so crazy.
It is. I mean, it's threatening covert action. So doesn't that
exactly.
take no longer covert? It's now overt, right?
Right? Nope.
And do you remember when Sarah Palin was running with McCain, the mention of Russia, that everybody was laughing at her? Remember when she brought that up?
And Obama chided Romney when he said Russia was our biggest threat.
Right. The 1980s called and wanted their foreign policy back.
That's right.
That's it,
right.
Exactly.
That was Obama's laugh line. Exactly right. Let's jump over to Iran. You know, these Houthi rebels shooting missiles at our ships. Obviously, they're getting these missiles, I would take it, from Iran. Or is it the Houthis? Is there any better intelligence, if you will, over there as to what's actually going on?
No, well, the Houthis, as far as everyone is concerned, are Iran. It's an Iranian proxy. They're Shiites. They are, I guess, sort of the Yemen, the Yemeni parallel to Hezbollah, I guess is the way to look at them. They are an arm of Iran. So when they're targeting you, when they're firing missiles at U.S. ships, they're not doing it of their own accord. They would not dare do something like that at a minimum without Iranian approval. And they may very well have done it with explicit instruction from Iran. I don't think anybody thinks that they're operating independently. And this is, at least the U.S. finally fired a shot back. I don't know if it's going to scare anybody. I mean, they didn't kill anybody. They took maybe they did. I don't know. I thought they just took out a couple of radar.
That was what the target was. Yeah, the radar installations, yeah. Right. And, knowing Obama, he probably did it when the guys went home for lunch or something, right? The operators.
Yeah. Keep in mind what they're doing here also. I mean, what Yemen control, Yemen is actually very strategic. If you look at a map, they control the entrance to the Red Sea. And considering that Iran already has an awful lot of control over the entrance to the Persian Gulf, that means they've got a lot of control over, an awful lot of control over oil, an awful lot of control over Saudi Arabia. This is another worrisome development. And again, there doesn't seem to be any, not a whole lot of worry coming out of this administration.
If I'm not mistaken, too, at least with the Persian Gulf, wouldn't it be fairly easy to block that up? It's shallow or something like that, and it wouldn't take a high-tech tactic, if you will, to really mess things up?
No, I don't think it would. I mean, the Straits of Hormuz, which is the entrance to the Persian Gulf, is I can't tell you exactly how narrow, but I don't think it would. It doesn't take an entire navy to block it. That's for sure.
Right.
And the same thing with the mouth of the Red Sea.
All right. One last thing, Abe, before we let you go. What's the status of Turkey since the purge? The last I heard a few weeks ago, they were still holding like 20,000 people in prison or something like that?
Yeah, they're another great development in the world. The latest thing that's happened is they've started firing hundreds of senior military people, of Turkish representatives who were serving NATO, serving, let's say, in Brussels or in different in other areas where NATO had offices. And what they've done, they ordered a bunch of these people, hundreds of them, back to Turkey. And when they came to Turkey, they were arrested and imprisoned. Now this is almost, it looks almost like the beginnings of a withdrawal from NATO. And what Turkey may very well be doing is cozying up to Russia.
Yeah.
And another thing to worry about. So, there are still something like 100,000 judges and police and soldiers and teachers that are being held. These military people, by the way, I believe to a man, were all Western educated. So it's interesting that that's who they've been, pulling out of NATO operations.
Do you know, are they just being imprisoned, or do you know, are there mass executions or executions going on as well?
I don't know. I don't know that there. I have not seen anything about executions, or certainly nothing about mass executions. But given time,
yeah.
I don't think it's beyond them.
Abe, after listening to all of this news, and you're so on point, I think living in a thatched hut is starting to look good to me. But you're so right. It's all, when you put it all the pieces of the puzzle, it's like a Rubik's Cube. When the sides are twisted to the right angle, it's lining up perfectly.
Yeah. Being in Israel is always kind of like being in the eye of the hurricane.
Yep.
This is, you know, it's the one area that is free and democratic. And you look at what is going on in the region. And this is another thing that just, you know, that I think drives the people like the prime minister crazy, is that, you know, you've got practically genocide going on in Syria. You've got all this stuff going on everywhere else in the region. Who do they condemn? Who do they attack? Who do they deny the history of? Israel.
Always.
The one democracy, the one bastion of freedom in this region. And, you know, I think that, you know, you wonder if, you know, that's the basket of deplorables.
Exactly.
The people running around the U.N. And I don't know whether they're redeemable or not, but I think that they've got a long way to go.
Absolutely. All right, Abe, well, we're going to let you go. Thank you again so much for being with us tonight. It's always fascinating and insightful. And as Rachel said, you're always on the money.
Yep, Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach to you.
Thank you.
All right, good night, Abe, okay. And we'll talk to you
all
soon.
Right, thank you.
You were
we'll
be, awesome.
We'll
thanks,
be praying Abe. For you and Israel. Okay, once again, Abe Katzman. You spell that with an S, and you can find his great work at abekatzman.com. What did you just sign off with him there?
I said a happy holiday to him, and he said into the feminine side of
Sameach. Okay. All right. All right. So I tell you what, we're getting an education tonight, aren't
Woo!
We, folks?
But Abe is so smart.
Indeed, he is. We're so blessed to have him on the show. We're blessed to have you on the show. And we're blessed to have you folks in the audience. So stick around, and we'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
You'll need a little extra time to navigate I-4 this afternoon eastbound on the brakes from Kirkman to John Young Parkway. Then heavy south trail up to 434 for about 40 minutes. 434 to Lake Huron is slow. Westbound brake lights, Princeton to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the turnpike and beach line to 535 slow. Heads heavy past World Drive. 408 eastbound, John Young Parkway to I-4 heavy. Westbound delays at I-4. And we've got crashes at West Colonial and Pine Hills and Colonial at Chickasaw Trail. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 6. 60, the answer.
Oh yeah, the dirty laundry is coming out now. This new James O'Keefe Project Veritas video. I just got a text from Kathy Santomassino. She says, well, let me just read it to you right here. She says she's watching O'Keefe's video, and it's disgusting what Hilda Beast's people are doing. Major election fraud. Trump nailed it. And Trump has this up on his Facebook. And by the way, he's got like 30 million Facebook followers. And I'm sure they'll be posting it on theirs and doing whatever you do on Facebook to spread it around. He's got a similar number of people on Twitter. This will get around, and they will have to deal with this at some point, because if this video is genuine, crimes are being discussed on it. So it's going to be difficult for the Democrats to slime their way out of this one, although they will give it a good try. I don't doubt that. That's
yes.
for sure.
Listen, the base doesn't care about the law.
No, yeah.
Any criminal activity. I just have to look at Democrats ends with rats, Republican ends with can. The two measured up against each other. We know that we as conservatives care about law and order. They don't care. They could have her, all the tapes in front. It's the ones that are undecided that we have to try to get to. Because the ones that are for her, they don't care.
No, they don't. And they'll do just about anything, and you're right. And then, you know, we were talking about the violence, and they talk about how they instigate this violence, how they go about carrying it out on this Project Veritas video. Uh-huh. And by the way, as I said, they say they got another one they're going to release tomorrow, which has the juicier gossip-like stuff. Stuff in it, but no doubt Trump will be all over that too. But then you had this firebombing at the Trump headquarters in North Carolina, Orange County, North Carolina. And what does the media do? The first thing they do is to lay it at Trump's feet, that Trump is out there with all this incendiary, you know, rhetoric of his, that this is somehow getting somebody worked up. I even heard one say that maybe Trump's people did it. Right? I mean, this is how ridiculous it is.
I think that's more like Sharpton's type of deal.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, this was in a very extremely Democratic county.
Mm-hmm.
Orange County, North Carolina is very, very Democratic and presumably has a large black population. I'm not saying black person did it, but black. This is the sort of thing Black Lives Matter would do,
mm-hmm.
right? Or at least they have certainly inspired people to assassinate police officers. This, to me, is not as bad as that, right? And they, of course, they want to turn around and blame it all on Trump. But it's beautiful because, boom, here today, this afternoon, Project Veritas has got the evidence that they're the ones inspiring the violence. Now, I'm not saying, and it doesn't have, to my knowledge, anything on this tape that they are inspiring this type of violence. They are inspiring the sort of shoving and punching matches at the rallies. But what's next? You know, what is next? When it's okay to do that, where do you draw the line?
Well, they're not drawing lines. They're kind of like Obama. They draw the line, but it disappears. It's invisible ink. The thing is that we see them on tape always stealing, like, Trump signs. I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh,
many,
yeah.
many pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed, and I know you have, but listeners have also, when a Republican conservative has some kind of a rally, there's not one piece of trash left. It's cleaner when they leave than when they got there. When you have the Democrats, this is just factual. This is not fictional. It looks like a pigsty. So there is a difference. And that's why Trump called the people animals. And you think he's not going to take heat from that? Did you hear him call? He said they're just animals.
Yeah.
Well, somebody, listen, that's biblical. I'm going to just twist this for 1 second into a biblical talk. I know as a biblical scholar, there are people that are, they have something called the nephesh, which is like an animal instinct. You can't treat other people the way these people do. Walking up to a police officer and blowing their brains out, do you think that's somebody that has a soul? That's somebody that has no soul. They have the instinct of an animal. Trump is 100% biblically correct.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, Rachel will still be with us. John Barros is going to join us. You can as well. 407-774-8255 is the number. So please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries. And please don't forget, check out Rachel's Facebook page, Angel Strong. And
yes,
it's getting strong.
Say hello. Yes, it's getting strong and growing.
All right. And we're going to be right back. So please don't go away. If you want to see the Project Veritas video, you can find it at twitchy.com. That's Michelle Malkin's website, twitchy.com. Or, of course, you can find it at Project Veritas's website. And I'm sure it's on Trump's Facebook page, and it's making its way around. Evidently, there's some disgusting language on it. Maybe now the media will want to put it on TV, right? It's got the F words all in it.
Salacious.
And stuff. Ooh. So, yeah, it's out there. I just found out that Julian Assange has had his plug pulled. Evidently, WikiLeaks is, for time being, out of business. I wouldn't sweat too much over that because the hacking group or person, whoever it is, Anonymous, claims they are the ones that have the emails. They claim they have all the 33,000 deleted emails. They also claim they have a tape of Bill Clinton, according to them, raping a 13-year-old on Jeffrey Epstein's island. So if these things are out there, I would imagine even without Julian Assange, they may find their way into the media. Well, of course, it wasn't Julian Assange anyway. It was Putin and the Russians, right?
Right.
Right? So why do they bother shutting him down? They're not shutting us down. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart. Rachel Cohen is in the studio as well. John Barros has joined us. John, good to see you today.
Same. Good to see you guys. I can't believe I get to know you guys.
We love you.
What are you talking about? We're the ones privileged to know you, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right, John's got, he's excited about some stuff he wants to talk about. We got some callers on the line, though. Let's take them. Eva, you are up first. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just wanted to, you were talking about the video. I just turned on Rush's show this morning. About he read on the Facebook about a postman bragging that he had torn up Trump voters, this voting absentee, and he was discarding them.
Yeah.
So it made me think, because I vote absentee. So I call my supervisor of elections. It's been about, I sent mine off on the 7th, the day's the 17th, so it's been 10 days since I sent mine off. They have not received it yet.
Well, that seems highly unusual.
Thank you, but I'm what I did, I called them. And she said they were coming in on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay.
And so she told me to check back, but I just want to let you know, so if I have any trouble voting, I've got witnesses.
Okay, well, I appreciate you letting us know.
Because I'm telling you, that's, somebody should, if that, and it with what's going on, it being government workers, it doesn't surprise me a bit.
It doesn't surprise me either. However, if the post people at the post office are tampering with it, first of all, that's a federal crime. Second of all, I don't know how they would know without some prior knowledge who you were voting for without opening it. Perhaps, I don't know.
But look, if they're willing to steal it, they're willing to open it.
Well, that's true. Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, please keep checking and let us know.
No. when you got ballots, it has your precinct number, and each of us has an ID number.
I know. What I'm saying is, please keep checking and let us know if it does turn up. And what she's saying is, when you mail in your absentee ballot, you can check and see if it's been received. They will tell you if the ballot's been received. They're not supposed to open it until they count them, but they will tell you if it has been received. And if you do vote by mail, used to be called absentee balloting, but if you're voting by mail, I would follow up on that like she's doing and make sure. That's one reason why I don't. I like going to the polling place, and I like going to the polling place on election day. All right, and I don't want to mess around with any of this other nonsense. And I wish that's, you know, we did it that way by paper ballots on election day, and that's it.
We do understand some people cannot make it that aren't available, and we are proud that they're at least willing to fill it out. But if people are willing to firebomb areas like the Republican base up in North Carolina, they're willing to tamper with mail.
Indeed,
it's
indeed.
Pretty simple.
Indeed, they are. Let's take David's phone call. David, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes, hello. First of all, I wanted to tell Rachel that we really, I speak for, I'm sure, a lot of listeners that will really appreciate it when she comes on. She's got a lot to add to the program.
Thank you for telling her that. Yes.
Thank you.
She does.
You mentioned something about the Nefesh. I was listening to a rabbi that mentioned the same thing about a soulless human. And can there really be soulless people walking around out there? And can you kind of expound on that?
Well, first of all, in the Jewish and Judaism, we all talk about people that are soulless. There's somebody in the studio, John Barros, that's going to explain how some people are absolutely, he won't say soulless, but I will. But you can see the difference in how someone's behavior is, because what he sees every day of how some people turn their lives around to good for God, and how some people, I'm sure, John, you run into people that are just flat out just mean-spirited.
I'll tell you a story in a minute.
He's going to tell us. I'm thankful for the call. I do have a Facebook page called Angel Strong.
Thank you, David.
Just friend me on that, David, please.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
You so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. John.
Yes.
Respond to what he just said.
Well, I wouldn't say soulless, but I would say lost people. I would say blinded people that can't see. I mean, that kind of a thing. Because our soul, we can't. It's who we are. It's, but there's people that, like she was bringing it out, is just out and out. I mean, I'll give you an example. Last Friday was one of the worst days I've ever had, because I usually have maybe five or six people there on a Friday to help me, but God had designed that I would be there by myself last Friday. So I'm there last Friday, and I spent 3 years there by myself anyway, so it's not really a big deal. But the people that came down last Friday were the most unbelievable people. It's everything I've ever seen over years, all compacted into one day.
You're talking about the negativity.
Oh, yeah. And there's people trying to knock me over, throw me on the ground, spitting in my face, cuss all day long, cussing me out, doing this, that, and the other thing. A girl that was a bodybuilder kind of girl had a sports bra on. It's pretty much all she had on, and those really tight pant things. And she would come over and put a round circle on her over her belly and say, "That's going to be empty in an hour." Stuff like this. I had a girl there that was a Satanist. As I began preaching, a girl walks up, stands in front of me. I know you're not going to believe this, but stands in front of me, pulls her pants off, and bends over. And there was nothing to the imagination whatsoever.
you got the full moon.
Unfortunately, I can't get that out of my head right now.
I can't either, and it's worse than you think. But, I mean, I didn't know what to say. I mean, but
what can you say?
But you can't let them think they've shocked you. You cannot let them for 1 minute, especially if you're on your own. And I just looked at her and I said, "You know, young lady, is that it? Is that all you got?" I said, "You don't even make it in the top 25 of what I've seen down at this place." And then they get furious about that.
You know, of course.
But out of all that nonsense, all that mess, this beautiful little girl named Harley came out through the, after the preaching and all this complete and absolute craziness.
And of course, she could bear. She bore witness to some of this, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
She saw what people were saying and doing to you.
Oh yeah, everybody on the street did. I mean, it was just it was pretty crazy. But God touched her little heart, and it was so beautiful. I can't tell you what it's like when a little girl, you know, girls in their mid 20s or even 30 and younger, and they come over to you, and they just melt in you. I don't know how to explain what that is, with tears soaking your shirt. And she just came out and just said, help me, please help me, please help me. And so right now we've got her, she's from out of town up in Gainesville, and we have a wonderful family up there that goes to a nice church, and they're welcoming her in, and they're taking care of her and going to take care of all that stuff. Not that me or my church have let her go, but she just has that support going on there. So, yeah, that day it felt like those people, it felt like those people were, did you ever see the movie Legend with Will Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
You remember those people when they would come out at night?
Yeah.
That's what it was like. It was so bizarre.
But this is my point, and I'm not going to turn this into a biblical back and forth, because I so admire you and I'm honored to sit across a table from both of you. But there is a difference, at least in Judaism, where there are people like that, that, I mean, spitting in another human's face and drawing a circle on, and then you find somebody like Harley, you said, that is tender-hearted. That's the soul, the neshama, not just the nefesh. And this is what I'm saying. The Messiah for the Christians said, My sheep will know my voice.
That's right.
She recognized something,
yes,
a call from you to her family, which is God's family. Those other people, if I don't ask, because I don't have any respect for people that have no respect for anyone else. Because you're not holding them at gunpoint. You're offering them help. And there's a difference. Those are for P-R-E-Y, pray, and the other is P-R-A-Y.
But the funny thing is, though, I have to tell you that a lot of times the very worst ones are the ones that God is slamming them the hardest and choose life.
That's right, because they're still his sheep.
Yep.
The
yep.
sheep will know his voice, and yep. those are the ones that turn. The ones that aren't are so hard-hearted. Remember, they were thick-necked and mm-hmm. stiff-necked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're doing God's work, and he brings his family back through you. You know, that's really the whole story.
So you started out your day getting spit in your face, and then you ended your day with her tears on your shoulder.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Not a bad trade-off, I guess.
Oh, no, right? That makes it every bit of it worth it. And then today was beautiful, but you don't have enough time. Right now.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear what you have to say about today. We have Roger on the line, and you can join us as well at 407-774-8255. John Barros and Rachel Cohen in the studio with me today. I tell you what, I'm on top of the world. We'll be right back.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, and download Immigration Voters Guide 2016 in English and Spanish at www.golifa.com. That's www.golifa.com, G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at www.golifa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries, where we're on top of things. If you haven't seen it, try to see it. The James O'Keefe Project Veritas video. It confirms to our listeners what we've been saying, but you need to get this as much as possible into the hands of other people who might influence their vote, because this is the worst of politics, when people are colluding to instigate violence and then laughing and joking and cussing about it. That's pretty bad stuff. But of course, you see that sort of thing every day, John, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You were getting ready to tell us something right before the break, though. You remember what it was?
Oh, yeah, about today.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, today was a special day because, number one, it's my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Vicky.
But on the way in, it was kind of different because the way families are today, like ours, our kids are working and stuff. That really, we celebrated yesterday.
Okay.
But it's actual birthday today. So I was driving into the clinic today, and I was just thinking about how, what would this world be like if my wife had never been born? I just started thinking. I don't know if you've ever thought that way about somebody, but I just thought, what would this world be like? And I thought, she is such a blessing to, number one, her family, and number two, to so many other people. Anybody that ever meets her is blessed automatically. And it started making me get all mushy and all this, and that's kind of dangerous to be mushy when you're down there. But I went ahead and felt that the Lord wanted me, when I preached that today, to go along those lines. And so I started preaching about that in the middle of my message. And when I was done, again, it was packed today. There was some that were hostile, but there was a lot of conversations, a lot of people coming out and asking questions and all this kind of thing. But then after the message, this precious little girl, her name's Laura, came walking out and says, hugged me and said, "This one's going to live." And I said, "Really?" I was just thinking about that all day. Do you know what, now that this baby you have, how do you know how she's going to bless other people in this world, this dark, horrible, nasty world? How do you know who she might bless? And not only that, but you're going to be blessed for choosing life. But turns out she was, she lives by me. She's having a trouble. Her fiance decided to leave her, but then she said that while she was sitting in there and she was listening, that God touched her heart and said, "You can do this. I'll help you. I will be with you." And she came out and said she's got her own insurance, got a great job, doesn't need any of that kind of help. But I told her, to get over to Choices and get some of that kind of women loving on women support stuff.
Yep.
That I can't do. A man's got to know his limitations, right?
Amen.
And but again, that was just another beautiful thing of God's hand moving. And then right after that, this lady pulls up in a bus. She's driving on down Lucerne. And she calls me over and says, "Do you know a lady named Patty Smith?" I said, "Of course I know a lady named Patty Smith. I mean, she spent years down there before I did." And she goes, "Can you get a hold of her for me?" I said, "Sure, I sure will." And she says, "My daughter, Destiny, turned 17 last week." She goes, "I met her out here 17 and a half years ago on your sidewalk, And that little girl has been the biggest blessing in my life. And it's just so beautiful. It's pretty emotional down there, really, today.
Yeah, I can see why.
John, I wanted to say that I'm always bringing this back to my career, which is biblical scholastics, that in the Genesis, when Abel gets killed, the English translation is superfluous with the words, but it said, I hear your brother's bloods, yeah. Damin, crying out from the ground, plural, because God meant, I hear all the generations that you have killed.
Yeah.
But you can't read it in the English, but does that make sense? And in the commentary, it says that God was upset for the future, not just
right.
the one,
right?
But for all the generations that were lost.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Of all of the souls who have been aborted, there are multitudes more that would have existed had they
and
not been.
I'm an adopted child, so I speak as somebody that could have just as easily been
the other.
Yeah.
Let's go to Roger. Thank you for calling tonight, Roger. We appreciate you being there.
Yeah. Hey, Greg. Just wanted to thank you so much for bringing on these Christian saints like John and Rachel. Like John says, what would this world be like without them? And thank you so much for...
Roger, thank you.
And helping... Thank you, Rachel. And thank you, Chris, for helping to bring us all together in prayer for this election. And just to come together with all of Rachel's angels. I think that's her Facebook page or something.
Angel Strong.
And all her angels strong. We're going to pray this through and pray hopefully the wording right. It be God's will for Donald Trump to get the election and get this country back.
There you go.
Thank you, Roger, so much.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're counting on you, Roger, and everyone else out there to help us with our power prayer. Bobby, you are up next. Thank you for calling tonight, Bobby. Appreciate you.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Good. You know how much I appreciate you guys being on there. I want to thank Rachel, and I want to thank her sometimes for being my only comment on Facebook on some of the things I write.
Thank you, Bobby, so much. You don't know how much I appreciate that, and I mean it sincerely.
Yeah, come by the gun show in Orlando sometime and check me out. You can find me. Chris will tell you how.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Follow the bright flashes.
Yeah, I was going to say, a while ago when we were talking about the Sukkot and, mm-hmm. and living in the thatches, that
right.
I know where you can get the best fire starter.
Yeah. Listen, that isn't going to be a necessity. That's not just going to be luxury. That's necessity coming
That's
up.
That's right. Bobby's fire starters will start a fire on water. And I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding,
Emma. Come by and see my demonstration sometime.
I absolutely will. I appreciate so much your friendship.
I wanted to ask you, this is something that I've thought of for a long time. You know, God says that in the end times, he said, I will send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. And if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. And I think that maybe it's not, he's just not going to flip a switch. It's like a progressive thing, and I think he's using the media for that. And, you know, there's if it were possible, the elect would believe him, you know. But things have flipped, and we all know this, that what was right is wrong now.
Oh, my gosh,
and
absolutely.
It's just something that I've thought about. I said, you know, they're believing a lie, and to believe a lie, you have to reject the truth, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, indeed. I want to get both of these folks to comment on that, but we're right up against the break, Bobby. But thanks for the phone call.
Bobby, thank you.
I welcome you to stay on the line if you like. Both of you were going, as he was talking.
Yes, because he's accurate.
Well,
and all I can say is Prince of the Air has taken over airwaves, so that's scriptural.
John, did you want to say anything before we go to the break on this?
Oh, well, you know, definitely it's a delusion. You look at the church today, most churches, they've created a different Jesus than there really is. They've created a different God than there really is. They're listening to people tell them about how everything's about them, when in fact we're called to be worshipers of God. He is to be the central theme of our life. Even when Israel got delivered out into the desert, God said the reason he had them delivered wasn't because of the bricks and straw. It was because I want my people to worship me in the desert.
They've made God into their image.
That's
instead
right.
of the other
and
way
we're
around.
Doing it today.
All right. We'll be back with more.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hillary Clinton is expanding her campaign efforts into states that Democrats haven't won in decades. It's an attempt to expand her offensive against Donald Trump and to help her party win back control of Congress. Aides say there's a new $2 million push in Arizona. An additional $1 million is going into efforts in Missouri and Indiana, both states with competitive Senate races. Investigators are combing through a torched Republican Party office in an attempt to find residue of flammable accelerant that was apparently in a device thrown through a window. The mayor of Hillsborough says he isn't aware of any surveillance footage from the immediate vicinity. It happened late Saturday or early Sunday. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 53 points to 18,086. The Nasdaq dropped 14. The S&P lower by 7. Crude oil down 41 cents to close at $49.94 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Or how about a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for a 7-night for Florida residents? Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right. Don't want that to happen. All right. We're back. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. John Barros, Rachel Cohen, and myself, Christopher Hart, are here. I want to remind you, you know, we had Nancy Ludin in the studio Friday. I hope you heard the show. If you did not, she, of course, is with the Jewish Pavilion. They provide services for the people who are in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And they're having their yearly fall festival coming up this Sunday, and that's going to be at 2 p.m. at Crane's Roost Park. It's called Sunday in the Park Fall Festival, and they're featuring the British Invasion Beatles tribute band that used to play out at Epcot. And according to both Nick and Nostradamus, they are an excellent band and almost like the real thing. And tickets are $20 prior to the event, $25 at the door, or $50 per family. You can get those tickets at jewishpavilion.org. That's jewishpavilion.org. Or call them. And once again, this is a helpline, too, for anything having to do with elder care. So you need to keep this phone number around even after the festival. But if you want to call them, 407-678-9363 is the number, 407-678-9363. Don't forget, this Sunday in the park, Fall Festival at Crane's Roost, 2 p.m. I want to get back to the conversation, but we have a couple of callers on the line, so let's take them. Craig, you are up next. Craig, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a just point out something I haven't heard and anybody in the news mention or talk about yet. It's an election year, and every election year people tend to get more patriotic, and you see all the election signs and everything's red, white, and blue. And when you watch a Trump rally, red, white, and blue everywhere, red, white, and blue in the signs. When you watch a Hillary Clinton rally, they've alleviated the colors. It's just pastel blue and white. There's no red. There's no flags. And it's alarming. And I don't know, you know, they want to change America. I don't know how far they're going to go, but it's just alarming that they're subliminally taking the color of the flag out of their campaigns. And I'm just wondering if anyone else has noticed it, and I'd like to hear your comments on it.
Well, I did notice that when she came out with her colors for her logo, that it was absent of any red, white, or red, you know, any combination red, white, and blue. Obviously, there's white in there, but it's this soft, you know, baby blue color. And it's highly unusual for elections, not for the candidate to try to tie themselves to the American flag, whether it's just pandering or not. But, yeah, that maybe there is something subliminal there that she's going for voters who are not enamored with the United States of America anymore.
And Pence had on a lapel flag pin, and Kane had on not a flag pen.
No, and Obama, Hillary won't wear one. I mean, Hillary will not wear a flag pen.
It's somebody like Craig, like this caller, that's noticing the subtleties. That's why they're hidden in plain sight for people that have eyes to see. It's all scriptural. And it's not funny, but Hillary's logo, to me, looks like the Twin Towers with an airplane going through it.
With the arrow,
yes,
yeah.
With the arrow. So who knows what they're thinking, but the patriotic side, I mean, she stands for people that stand on the American flag and stomp it, burn it, desecrate it, anything. Anything goes.
Make no mistake that when she says in those speeches that we now know from the WikiLeaks releases that she wants to see a borderless hemisphere, she means it. And the reason she's saying it to those people is because that's the kind of world they would like to see. That's kind of the world they more or less already envision, is that, you know, capitalism, business world doesn't have borders, right?
So, her bank account doesn't have borders.
Right.
So whatever is going to benefit her. But if her take here is what that she and her Democratic Padres have done to these cities, we don't even need borders because it's like the Wild West as it is now.
And that's the direction they want to continue taking us in. All right, good eye out there. We appreciate
Craig.
That. Yeah, thank you, Craig. All right, Frank, you're up next. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing
hey,
good, Frank.
Frank.
Hi. Excellent point, that last caller with the colors and and then you just mentioned her logo. You know what it made me think of? There was that T-shirt that was really popular a long time ago, and it said, "I'm with Stupid," and it had an arrow. You guys
yes!
remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Every time I see your logo now, I'm going to think of that.
Just think about, you know what he's talking about, the T-shirts that you, oh,
yeah,
my god.
It said on it, I'm
with Stupid. It had the arrow pointing.
I'm with Stupid,
fact,
that's
yes.
right, yeah.
There
yeah.
Was, we had a buddy that was always getting in trouble because of his being a playboy, so to speak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he had such a problem with it, we made him a T-shirt that said, "I'm with stupid," and the arrow was pointing down.
I'm sure a lot of us could wear that every now and then anyway,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. What Rachel was saying about, you know, how you look at a Tea Party rally and they get done and the place is cleaner, you know, than when they went in there. And then you look at a Democrat rally, the place is a pigsty.
Yeah.
And by the way, Paris is turning into a pigsty. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. See, here's the thing. You know, discerning of spirits is easy. Okay. There's, first of all, any organization, any person, any religion, you could put them into one or two categories. It's either about control or it's about liberty. You know, period. Okay. Islam literally means submission. Okay.
Yes.
And it's about total bondage. All right. Liberal progressive socialism is about total control. That's what it is. And all the Christians out there that vote Democrat, please open your eyes and understand that if you know what I thought of a couple of years ago at the convention, the Democratic convention, they threw a fit because they mentioned God in their
platform. They booed it.
Right.
They booed, and then they had to, it was like they took it out, and then it was such a backlash that they had to put it back in. And that guy from Los Angeles, the mayor.
Yeah, it was the open vote where you had they were all voting one way, and he declared it the other way, and you could hear him on the mic asking for instructions when the vote didn't go the way they wanted it to go. I mean, it was ridiculous.
And you know what they did at the same convention? They booed Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, to my Christian brothers and sisters out there that vote Democrat, please, please, please open your eyes and understand that the majority of your party hates Christianity and hates God, okay? Period. And then as far as cleanliness goes, it's the same thing. You know, my grandmother used to say, you know, she would judge people by how clean their house was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And and she was right, because demonic spirits are always disgustingly dirty.
Exactly.
And godly spirits are always clean.
It's true.
It is true. And, yep. You know, people think discernment of spirits is difficult. It's not difficult. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? Are they clean or dirty? You know, yep. Are they about liberty or control? So, you know, you're exactly. People, please look at what goes on. Look at those rallies and understand that that socialism and the Democrats, this is a battle between God's army and the devil's army.
All right.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of Christians use a Christian scripture that says, be gentle as doves. Well, there's also be wise as serpents. You know, we've got to be wise in this and gather all of our thoughts and vote. Push forward on this, because just being like lovey-dovey's not going to get the job done. We have to be in action. God wants partnerships, not silent partners.
All right. Hey, thanks, Frank. Excellent
phone
call.
Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate that. John.
You know, I was, I got to tell you, I watched that debate, and when I saw Hillary come out, then when I saw Donald come out, Donald had a different face than I've ever seen him have before.
He had his game face on.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I was just thinking to myself, how awesome would it have been if Donald would have repented right there?
Yeah.
You know, and said, you know, I did. I sinned. That's the way I talked about women. That's what I did. You know, I repent of that. I don't want to do that anymore. I just keep thinking, because I keep thinking about the beginnings of our country and guys like Jonathan Edwards, guys like George Whitefield, the guys that that really founded this. There's people that will tell you, historians of that, that if it wasn't for George Whitefield, there wouldn't even be a country.
He was a pastor. He was one of the black robe guys, right?
Yeah, he would preach outdoors, and over 30,000 people would come see him. Ben Franklin would go to every one there was, and you know, and all of this. And
by the way, the 30,000, they could all hear him.
Yeah, too. It was amazing.
That was one of the things that was astonishing, if not miraculous, about what he was doing.
Yeah. And then I had a pastor came and spoke at our church, a men's conference this weekend. He comes from a huge church in Alabama, Briarwood Presbyterian. He's an old Southern fine gentleman guy. But he brought up an interesting fact that I'd never knew. He's a historian. He does PBS programs and all that stuff on the Civil War especially and all of these kind of things. And he was teaching us Christian character by using examples of the Civil War generals of how they lived their lives and all. It was amazing. It just was. But he brought up an interesting thing. He said, when Osama bin Laden attacked the United States, what did he attack?
He attacked the World Trade Center and the New York Financial Center of the United States.
And he attacked the Pentagon.
Right.
And he was going for the White House, right?
Or the Capitol building, right.
Or those. But he was attacking what America trusts in. He was attacking their financial wealth. He was attacking their military might. And he was attacking their power. And then he brought up, what did King George, when he attacked America to stop the Revolutionary War, what did he attack? Do you know?
Same things. No?
The churches. And he's like, look where we've come. That's not the churches that they were. That's not the heart of who we are anymore. And that we've actually created idols in our financial system, in our military system, and all of this stuff. But I just thought it was really interesting that this country needs to repent and turn.
Absolutely. Cynthia Grace, my historian, has said, when the Christian Bible talks about the Messiah being tested, not tempted, but tested, what did the evil one offer him? Bread, which is money, mountains over the government, and also the temple. Santa, there's your religion. So he was offered all these things, and he said no to everything. We are, at this point, so money crazy. You know that bull on Wall Street is the same bull that Aaron was sacrificing and putting gold on the mountain with Moses. So we have, like you said, the repentance is the most important part. Asking for forgiveness is easy, but actually feeling repentance is where you need to go. Exactly.
Yeah.
The turning.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break, but we will come right back and wrap up the show today. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us at 7 o'clock here, and there's going to be live debate coverage Wednesday night. It is Wednesday night, the final debate. It'll be live coverage right here. Of course, we'll cover it on our show. We'll have, a pre-debate show, and then Larry Elder, and then the debate live right here on these stations, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. So you got the whole thing right here. You don't have to go anywhere. So I hope you don't go anywhere now, because we will be right back after this short break and continue the conversation with Rachel, John, myself, and you. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123. 877-377-8123, or visit them at mypHF.com.
Hi,
I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you are listening here to the American Adversaries. If you live in Oviedo and you would like to meet your city council candidates, you can do that tomorrow at the Townhouse Restaurant in Oviedo, the Townhouse Restaurant, from 6 to 9 p.m. They will be available for what they're calling an eat and greet. All right, so that's the Oviedo City Council candidates tomorrow, the Townhouse Restaurant, from 6 to 9 p.m. You know, last night, we were just talking about something here during the break. Last night, Aubrey and I were doing the show, and we were talking about should Hillary Clinton get elected president. And another reminder, we're putting together a series of power prayers that we're going to want you folks to participate in. We're not going to leave any stone unturned to try to prevent her from becoming president and to get Donald Trump elected president. The first one will be next week. We'll keep you updated. But last night we were talking about how should Hillary Clinton get elected president, shows like this are probably going to go by the wayside, and probably not after too long either. And it won't take an act of legislation. It won't take her convincing St. Pauli girl Ryan and Mitch the Poodle McConnell to follow suit. She'll just do what Barack Obama has done and start issuing some executive orders. And one of the executive orders will be for the FCC to redo their fairness doctrine, or there'll be something to that effect. Basically, I can see a scenario where, yeah, we still have the First Amendment, but that shows like this become impractical for a station to have on the air because of the requirements that they will have to, all the hoops that they will have to jump through in order to accomplish that. And then lo and behold, John was just talking about how long do you think you'll be out on that sidewalk if Hillary Clinton gets elected, right?
Well, it'd be very difficult. I mean, people like Liberty Counsel are fighting constantly these bubble laws and all these things they try to stop our First Amendment rights with. And I don't know, she seems so much bolder than Obama about this stuff that I don't know. I don't know how long that'll be.
A lot of things will change. Let's put it that way. A lot of things will change, in our opinion, for the worse. And it won't take legislation. All these people out there who are, let's just make sure we elected a Republican Senate and keep the House, and they'll hold her in check. And no, you got it all wrong. No, they won't. They will not hold her in check. They will not have the will to do it, nor evidently will they have the power to do it. And if you think they're going to impeach Hillary Clinton, look, if we can't keep her from becoming president, she will control the Justice Department. She will control all the investigative agencies of the government. And so there will be no cooperation. It'll be a kangaroo, you know. Well, I can't say what I was going to say.
She's not even elected, and she's controlling those things. So what does that tell you?
Exactly. And so this is it. I mean, this is for keeps. This is the big one. But that's what happens when you get into the biblical times, right, in the biblical days. And I believe that that's where we are right now. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. But I think God has put us in this situation, allowed us to get ourselves into this situation, if you will, for a reason. And that is, as you said, God wants the glory. He wants us to recognize that He is still with us. He's alive. He's well. He's in Orlando. He's wherever. And that He wants us to be connected, if you will. And I can see where perhaps this election is a part of God reaching out to us. And imagine a world where Donald Trump gets elected. In the midst of all of this going on, people are going to look at it and go, something big happened here. Mm-hmm. Something much bigger than Donald Trump. Can you see where I'm coming from, John?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. We have, when we're looking at what's going on politically, we have to recognize that, as you know, I am Jewish, and I'm going to say this, that Israel is a part of end-time prophecy. We had Abe Katzman on, who's sitting in Jerusalem. Hillary does not care about Israel. So if God cares about a specific piece of land and our president doesn't, that tells us they're not in agreement. The Christian scripture said, where two or three are gathered in agreement in my name, I will be amongst them. But not in agreement. So we are watching. We heard Barack say, and you've heard me say this before, Israel has the right to defend herself. That's a clarion call saying, we won't, so she's going to have to. So we're not, if this United States is not backing Israel, God's not going to be backing us. That's why Donald Trump's support for Israel is paramount.
John, you want to follow on that?
Well, I just think people need to repent. I just can't say it enough. That's the only answer that I know of. You know, I keep hearing choice all the time, especially where I'm at. Choice, choice, choice. And then, of course, we're going to be having an election here. And that's a choice, choice, choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing we have to realize is that choice is not the ultimate authority. It's not. It's not. It's not the ultimate authority to anything. I mean, I could choose to shoot you if I wanted to. That does that make it right? No.
But this is no gun-free zone here. We're all
right.
Packing.
No, but I mean, we got to go back to the very beginning. Adam and Eve, they had a choice. They chose to disobey God and be cursed rather than obey God and be blessed. And that's how we got to look at our lives here on this earth, no matter what it is we're doing. We need to be obedient to Him in whatever our decisions are.
Well, and that is why, going back to even the prodigal son, the father welcomes you when you turn.
Yes.
You just have to turn. And it isn't even that difficult. However, there is people, that's why they're sheep and goats. And that's why politically the sheep are on my right and the goats are on the left, biblically and politically.
Yeah. Well, this election, more than any other, is in the hands of believers. Because if they come out and they vote, there's no way Trump can lose this thing, presuming that they vote for him. If they don't, then the forces of darkness will continue to do what they do so well, only they'll do it even more so. And we'll all feel the effects of it. So we have to, as believers, get out and prove that we do believe. And you cannot do that without taking action, I believe, in this election. And it would have been nice if Trump repented.
Well, Hillary too.
I think he.
But that's
is,
not reality.
I think he's. Let's just say, I can see Trump repenting. I cannot see Hillary Clinton repenting. Not in this lifetime anyway.
And Trump said, and this is not repentance, but I'm just saying his words were, I'm embarrassed.
And that's right. The beginning of mm-hmm. it. Right. He knows shame now,
exactly.
You see. And shame can bring on the repentance. And it's a process.
I'm sure Melania is bringing on some repentance from him. He's probably got a knot on his head he could wear a Stetson hat on.
I would not be surprised. All right. That's just about going to wrap it up for tonight. Don't forget, though, Larry Elder's coming up here in just a few minutes. And we'll keep our eye on this Project Veritas video stuff. Go ahead.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I just love the people at this station that are attached to American Adversaries. The other day, I'm in Racetrack Gas Station over by the jail downtown on John Young. And did he tell you? Well, anyway, I'm in line. I buy a coffee when I come out of the jail because I'm a chaplain over there. And I stop there and I'm in line to get the coffee. And I hear, his money is no good in here. And it was Aubrey.
Is that right?
It was behind me, and he bought my coffee for me. I thought, what in the world? Where did you come from?
Awesome.
He was down there to bail me out. Oh, no, wait a minute. I didn't mean that.
Cut to commercial break.
Well, actually, Aubrey has bailed me out a number of times on this show, keeping it going. He is a great sponsor of the show, and we're so blessed. I'm blessed to have all of you. And I'm talking about you here in the studio. I'm talking about you in the audience being a part of the American Adversaries. Let's get her done. Keep your ears open for more about our power prayer, because I want you to be a part of it. Okay? All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.